beautiful water galleries for a thirsty city. We are obviously talking about the historical aqueducts of Trieste, the Roman one of the 1st century AD and the Tarisian one of the 18th century. Both were very advanced works from a constructive point of view, which in very different eras managed to cope excellently with a common enemy of the city, the shortage of water caused by a sudden increase in the population. Both aqueducts still have underground sections in tunnels partly passable by a human being, and it is very likely that this particularity has played in favor of the widespread belief in the existence of a vast underground network under Trieste. The urban speleology section managed to bring to light, through an accurate topographical survey, the urban section of the Roman aqueduct that passes under Piazza della Valle at a depth of 6 meters from the surface. A possible opening in an existing fountain in the Cavana area was also identified. Far more substantial were the discoveries of urban speleologists led by Armando Halucca regarding the 18th century Theresian aqueduct that develops in underground tunnels dug in the sandstone rocks of San Giovanni di Guardiel, 10 kilometers northeast of the historic center. Here, the engineers commissioned by the enlightened Habsburg Empress worked perfectly, applying the best technological solutions then available, which can also be seen illustrated in the tables of the Encyclopedia of Diderot and d'Alembert. These are the so-called water galleries, or in German, Wassergalerie, characterized by elegant keyhole section, equipped with inspection wells, vents, terracotta flooring, internal ducting and filtering and settling tanks. The so-called Capofonte, from which the water route to the city begins, is embellished with an elegant inscription dedicated to Maria Theresa, Empress of Austria, clearly carved on a Rococo-style tombstone that gives back, many centuries later, the feeling of pride of the city for this excellent hydraulic walk, an evident symbol of the expansion and success of the industrial city. Since the first explorations of the water galleries in the 1990s, Adriatic speleologists, with the scientific support of expert biologists from the Natural History Museum, paid particular attention on the mapping of the animal found in the artificial cavities. In particular, large colonies of small aquatic crustaceans of the genus Niphargus live in the waters of the Theresian Capofonte. A welcome surprise, because their presence is an equivocal indication that over centuries of urbanization of the territory, the Theresian aqueduct water has remained drinkable, at least in this initial section of the ancient catchment tunnels. In more recent times, the commitment of some speleological volunteers of the Adriatic Society of Speleology, led by President Marco Restainu, has managed to complete an unprecedented undertaking, the restoration of the safe viability of the Sacro Gallery, one of the main water resources connected to the Theresian aqueduct. Due to collapses and the flood of stagnant water, it had remained inaccessible for more than 70 years. But now, thanks to this result, an important piece of the historical heritage of the underground Trieste is once again coming to light.